So today, you want to talk about me?
Talk about you?
Me.
What about you?
Oh, I just figured that, you know, the last episode we talked about a little bit about what I believed and kind of how I feel about things. So I thought today we might explain a little bit of that. Basically how my being self-centered is just part of who I am as a person.
Okay.
And my personal philosophy. You see, the Church of Satan, I've read so many of their materials, and one of the things that I read that made me laugh the most was that within the individuality of it, all Satanists are atheists. That's just the way that it is. Well, all true Satanists are atheists. There are a sect of Satanists out there that are not real Satanists, I guess. They are, I guess you'd call them posers.
Poser's a good word, yeah.
They are Satanists who have political agendas, and there are some out there that actually literally worship Satan, devil worshippers. That's not us. There is a member of the Church of Satan who at one point said that if you truly begin to believe in the individuality of Satanism, to become self-centered, and not in the pretentious way, but in the way that you have begun to worship yourself, then you go from being an atheist to an atheist.
An atheist. I like that, atheist.
And all that simply means is that you are your own God. You make the rules. You know what internally makes you happy. It's one of those things where you can't be happy if you are eternally beholden to somebody else and trying to make them happy. That's not how it works. Satan simply serves as an external projection of how we feel on the inside. It's nothing more than the ideology of individualism. Basically, within Satanism, you worship the self, which is you. You become empowered to make yourself happy. You see, once you become comfortable within your own mind, within your own skin, then you don't have to worry about what the outside world thinks or feels about you, unless it's a person that matters to you about. You see, there's this misconception that Satanists have some sort of ritual sacrifices that they do, like we all get together and have black mass and feed babies to demons or whatever other psychotic bullshit the Christian church has come up with.
Well, but it makes for good TV.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you've watched any horror movies in the 80s, yeah. But the thing is, we don't sacrifice anyone. If anything, it's the Christians who sacrifice people. Sure, they don't go out of their way to put babies on stone slabs and, you know, feed their blood to their blood gods, but it's not about that. You see, Christians sacrifice themselves to their belief system. You know, to be a Christian, you have to give up your individuality. You have to give up any semblance of self. You have to become one of the herd. And then you have to give God a portion of your money because apparently he doesn't have enough. So, you're really giving up yourself in that regard. And it can become abusive. I've seen it firsthand. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. You see, there are rituals, you know, that do occur within the Church of Satan. In fact, some of them are laid out in the Satanic Bible, and I would strongly recommend anyone who becomes interested in Satanism to pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible. It lays out in it some rituals that the misconception that Satanists are abusive either to other people or themselves is just ridiculous. The rituals that are laid out are really a form of self-help and self-therapy. They're to help you better attain that oneness, that inner peace where you're your own God. You make your own rules. You live your own life. And these rituals are something that really can help someone, both inside and outwardly, because once you become comfortable with yourself, there's really nothing you can't accomplish in the outer world. But people get the wrong idea. You say Satanic Bible and they freak out because they watched a bunch of movies in the 80s. That's not really how it works. You would do well to read up on it or look into it before deciding what it is to you or how it affects you. Really, the Church of Satan website has all of that stuff listed. We'll get into that here in a minute, too. I'll have the imp here, run through all of the information about that. And it's just a lot of misconceptions because, really, we're not evil. Satanists aren't evil. Satanists just lives their lives for themselves and not for anybody else. You can't be a theological Satanist. It's not possible because we don't believe in any supernatural. There is no God. You know, we don't believe the fairy tales of any organized religion. You know, we only pick on Christianity a lot because, let's be honest, there is no better love than Christian hate. So it's like we pick on them the most because they're not just an easy target. They are sometimes, not all of them, mind you, but sometimes they can be the worst part of humanity. Anton LaVey once said in one of the writings that I've read of his, it's one of the many tenets the Church of Satan says, but he wrote once that one of the things that you need to remember is that humans are nothing more than another form of animal. We're animals, just like any other animal. Sometimes better, but often worse than any of our four-legged friends, because they don't know any better. But in our suddenly divine intellectual enlightenment, we have become the worst thing on the planet. And I hate to say that, but it's true. And I became enamored and entranced with Satanism because I believe we do need to be individuals. We do need to be our own God, make our own decisions, live our own lives. You see, I went on a rant in the first episode about how I feel about certain things. And it's like, I don't understand hating people for being different than you are. You know, the Church of Satan actually is a big proponent of the LGBTQ community. The only tenet they have with that is that if you're going to get into things, like they've accepted transgender people since 1966 or 1969, one of those two. You know, they've always been on the outliers and the out fringes of things. The only rule that they really have is before you can really begin get involved in any of that kind of stuff, whether you're gay, transgender, straight, doesn't matter. You have to be an adult first. They are very big about not indoctrinating minors. In fact, one of the church's biggest tenets is that you do not harm children. Yes, the Church of Satan does not indulge in harming children. Catholics can't say that. So That's just one of the many things. We also don't believe in harming animals. Children and animals, for the most part, depending on what it is, sure, yeah, you can go kick a tiger if you want to, but that's on you. But one of the basic tenets is we don't hurt animals or children because a lot of times animals and children can't defend themselves. When you do harm to a child, then you are the worst example of humanity. I just wanted to get that out of the way because the church likes to tell you that we sacrifice babies, but what they don't tell you is that, you know, we indulge in homosexual perversions and we sacrifice babies. Hey, I got no problem with drag queens reading books in a library. In fact, what was it you said to me once there, Imp? Drag queens pay taxes, but evangelicals pay hush money?
Yep.
So, you know, I don't understand all of that, but that's why I found my way into the Church of Satan, because when the Satanists are the ones with the common sense, you know that something's up with the Christian community. You know, but the thing is, they like to push it on people, and that's my biggest problem with them. You know, they knock on your door at inopportune moments to ask you if you've heard about Jesus. Well, yes, I have. I don't really have any use for him, but thank you. You know, it's like, they're like, I've got to tell you about Jesus because, you know, your belief system is going to send you to hell. Well, wait a second. Judge not, lest you be judged yourself. Didn't your own deity say that? What the fuck, people? But that's the thing. It's like, they're like, do unto others as they would have you do, or you would have them do unto you. Well, if that's the case, then I need some email addresses because I need to send a lot of people some hateful shit. I mean, that's the long and the short of it. We're not the hateful ones. But in any event, the thing is, Christians, they like to tell people a lot of things. And we'll get into this in another episode, but Christianity is no different than any other cult. I mean, they're no different than terrorists that go out and bomb buildings. The only difference is the terrorists are actually taking human lives. The Christians are stripping away your individuality and turning you into walking corpses. Your soul is dead once you become a Christian because you're not allowed to have any thought of your own. There's no more free thinking. And that is the worst way to live. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this, is because I just can't tolerate that anymore. Now, that being said, we'll get into the whole why Christians don't like to be called a cult probably in the next episode. I think I'd like to go down that road, because anytime you tell a Christian organization that they're a cult, they get super pissed off. So I do it as much as I can. But in all honesty, they're the textbook definition of. I mean, you could call Satanists a cult. You could call the Church of Satan a cult. The only difference is cults brainwash people. We don't.
You guys enlighten people.
I try to anyway. Sometimes it's hard. Have you seen the general population?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not all of the general population. I mean, Gen Alpha doesn't seem to know how to read or write or anything. But not all of them. I've met some of the younger generation that I actually think are quite smart. None of them are Christians, by the way. The Christian Gen Alphas, if that's the future, we're in trouble. But as far as that goes, instead of going off on a rant about how abusive the church is and how they are catamount to child abuse, we're going to have a little story time. You see, Imp here, she was raised in a fundamentalist Baptist family. and she had to go to a fundamentalist Baptist church. And then she was in a relationship with a fundamentalist Baptist asshole. So anyway, I'm going to let her have a little story time so that you can hear a few, I don't want to call them anecdotes because they make me want to punch people, but this is the harm that can be caused by allowing children to be indoctrinated by people who should not even be allowed to be near children.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do a little talking now. I don't like using the word trauma or triggered, but Christian trauma is a thing. Like he said, I was raised fundamental Baptist. And because I'm a girl, that pretty much means I was raised as a second-class citizen. And I knew about Jesus and all the things that were going to send me to hell before I could do simple math. And fear. Lots of fear. Lots of fear. Fear of the men in the church. Fear of God. You know, you sing Jesus Love Me and then you get told 10 different ways why, you know, Eve was awful. And because you're female, you're awful. And, you know, you can't like this and you can't like that because this and everything will just basically send you to hell. Anything that would make you your own person is inherently wrong. Now, as a 5-year-old, that's hard to wrap your head around. You know,
as a 5-year-old, you were less important than the dog.
As a 5-year-old, I was less important than the dog, yeah, because, you know, the dog was boy. You know, he was a boy dog. But, like, you know, because I liked to watch Mickey Mouse, I was going to burn in hell. That's a heavy thing for a 5-year-old. You know? And then as it got older and, you know, I started, you know, developing my own personality, and I never was one to just accept things. I was a very inquisitive child, and that is a big no-no. And I, you know, I was never given any answers. I was basically always just told to shut up. Just shut up and believe what I was told. And the older I got, the worse it got. Was told things like I had mentioned maybe wanting to go to college. And you could have heard a pin drop. Because they were like, but why do you need to go to college? You're a woman. And mind you, I mean, this is...
There's a college that teaches you to make sandwiches?
Yeah, right? You know, Subway school? But no, it was... And this was like not the Middle Ages. This was... Well, longer ago than I care to admit, but it was modern times, and they're telling me that women do not need to be educated because all we need to do is make babies and bake pies and make sure our husbands are well taken care of. And it was a lot of, you know...
Didn't they tell you once that if you went on your first date and anything occurred, it was your fault
because men were
never responsible?
Men were never responsible. It was like women were the one responsible for being modest and holding them at bay pretty much. And because men just couldn't control themselves and they were not responsible for controlling themselves. And if anything happened, then the girl was a whore and the guy was just a guy. And he couldn't control himself, and we failed. And it was all our fault. I was 12 or so, and we had a visiting pastor come in and literally give a Sunday sermon now about how if a man committed adultery, it was not his fault. It was the two women involved's fault. It was his wife's fault for failing to satisfy him, and it was the other woman's fault for tempting him. But he was completely innocent in the whole thing.
You were 12.
I was 12. I remember that. I mean, it's shit like that sticks. You know?
And these are the same people that use the word groomer.
Yeah, I know, right? So, you know, and as time went on, it never stuck. Like, the indoctrination never stuck with me. And every time I would question anything, oh, you're just having a crisis of faith. You're just having a crisis of faith. And I was like, but I don't get why I have to be held back just because I'm female. Why I can't like the things I like. I mean, and it wasn't like I was, you know, rocking out to death metal. I mean, my mother had to listen to a Matchbox 20 CD before she let me listen to it, people. I mean, this is how crazy this was.
Well, speaking of your mother, and we won't talk much about your mother, but didn't at one time your father get appointed to a church position, but your mother was the one who had to do it because he couldn't?
My father, they made my father a deacon, and then they made him the treasurer of the church. Pretty much meant that he counted all the offering, made sure the light bill was paid. But he didn't do it. He got the title of the position, but my mom did it. She literally kept the accounting so well that they built a new church.
But they would never give her credit for it because a woman couldn't hold a position in the church.
She never got credit for it. Never. He, like, when they, you know, they print out those little program things with what the sermon's going to be about. And on the back, they had a list of the deacons. And then they had, like, the pastor's name and this and then the treasurer. And it was my father's name. My mother's name was nowhere. Was not there.
Because this is the same group of people. Didn't you guys go to a conference once and they got up and left because they were going to allow a woman to speak?
There was two different conferences and two different things happened. One, the pastor made us get up and leave because they were going to preach out of a new translation of the Bible and they weren't going to use the King James Version.
Oh.
So that happened. And
they
then
they weren't going to use the queer Bible.
Well, and then the other time they were going to allow a female pastor to speak and he made us all get up and leave because women were not supposed to speak in church. They could like teach Sunday school, like little kids, like, you know, teach them about Noah's Ark and all that shit, but they could not like teach men anything. And so I had this drilled into my brain until I was, 18. I could get out on my own. I stopped going to church. I went to college. Oh, my God.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I know just a little bit about fundamentalist Baptists, and as far as Baptists go, they are probably the worst.
I mean, I've had an experience with several different flavors of Baptists, and they are pretty much the most extreme.
So how many of the fundamental Baptists did you know got moved around to different churches because they couldn't keep their hands to themselves?
I never had, like, first-hand experience of that, but in later times talking with other people that had gotten away from their churches, a lot of youth pastors did some things with some underage girls, and instead of reprimanding the youth pastor, they pretty much called the girl a whore and that she was breaking up a family. And then they would just shuffle him off to another church to do the exact same thing.
Well, I don't want to bring up anything to make you uncomfortable or right. anything hurtful, but I just want them to know. You see, this is the kind of thing that you deal with the churches, but yet I'm evil because I'm a Satanist.
Well, I mean, and that kind of segues into your other point about the whole relationship with the fundamental Baptist. He was abusive. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And I ended up in a pretty rough spot and treated worse than a dog, pretty much. And I was kept at a house. He took my car. He didn't allow me to work because he was a man. He was a provider. Basically, I was there to wash his underwear and cook his food. And then when it came out that he was pretty much going and doing whatever he wanted, and I got, you know, somebody told me about that, the confrontation got abusive. And I left. I was like, this is, no, I'm not tolerating this. This is not happening. And I had members of my family tell me to go back. They were like, but he's a good Christian man. He got you, quote unquote, back into church, back to living right, and that I should just go back.
Mind you, she's leaving out the part about the altercation being physical to the point that she was almost crippled.
Yeah, it was bad. Let's just say it was bad. And they could not, my family, being so sucked into this indoctrination of this belief system that, but he's going to church. He has to be a good man. He's going to church. And what do you mean you're going to be by yourself? And then, you know, I was like, I'm not, I have enough self-worth that I'm not tolerating this. And I had some family members that no longer speak to me now because I got away from him. I got away from the church. And started embracing more of things that I had been interested in and leaning towards in the paganism. And, you know, I'm still, quote unquote, in the broom closet with a lot of my family members because I don't want to deal with their judgment. I just can't. I'm not to the point that I can handle that yet. But fast forward to meeting the Baron here, and they can't wrap their head around the fact that the best man that I have ever met and the one that treats me like a human being is a Satanist. And I feel safer sleeping beside a Satanist than I ever did a Christian. That should tell you something. But no more, you know, quote unquote, trauma dumping here. It was just
trauma dumping.
That was just, you know, my perspective on this because, again, if anybody listens to this, if, like, you know, he says, if only one person hears this, if it's somebody in that type of situation where they have this indoctrination drilled into your head from the time you were born and then you married into it and it's, you feel stuck, you're not, it's hard. I mean, I left that man, I didn't have a penny to my name. And I thought I was going to live in my car, but I knew my worth. And that's kind of what we want to just impose on people is, you know your worth. And step away from these misconceptions because there's other belief systems out there that can allow that self-worth and self-identity to just shine instead of having it shoved down all the time. And it took me however many years, I don't want to say, to realize that I'm worth a lot and everything I do isn't inherently wrong.
You're not quite an atheist yet, but
I'm not quite
there.
An atheist. I like trees too much.
Yeah.
And kitties.
But if any of that helps anyone in any regard, then, you know, if just one person were to listen to that and be like, I don't have to be in this kind of situation, then that's more than enough. Now, you know, if any of this has interested you, you know, even if just a little bit, you wanted to research anything about being a Satanist, the Church of Satan has an absolutely stellar website. It's churchofsatan.com. On there, you will find all the information. They've got FAQs. They've got all the history. They've got links to sources and materials, reading lists for the books. You can find all of LaVey's work on there because, well, he pretty much founded the whole thing. I would advise if you have any interest at all in Satanism, picking up a copy of the Satanic Bible. It's not what it sounds like. And Anton LaVey, for all of the people that hated him, was an absolutely brilliant man. I mean, he was the one who pretty much determined that, you know, Satanism was a philosophy, not a religion, even though it's pretty much a registered religion. But stay away from things like the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple is the other big organization. They haven't been around but for just a little while. But they're mostly interested in taking your money and doing political things. And it's they're not real Satanists. So
they don't,
stay away from the Satanic Temple.
They don't, you know, the whole atheist thing is kind of not their thing.
Yeah, it's not their thing. They're more on the Christian side of it, as we believe in Satan, so you come give us money and worship us now. You know, you don't want to do that. The Church of Satan, which was started by Anton LaVey, that's where you want to go, and that's what you want to look into. And like I said, churchofsatan.com, one of the best websites you can go to for all of that information. And look, if you ever find somebody who is a Satanist, make sure that's the satanic organization they're associated with. And if they are, and they're willing to talk to you, talk to them. Ampere asked me once if it was ever lonely being a Satanist. The answer to that is no, because the only people that won't talk to me or don't want to deal with me are Christians. And a few Muslims, but I don't really touch much on them because, to be perfectly honest, I can't say much about it because I've never had much experience with it. I know it's very close to Christianity, but I don't know enough
right
to really speak on it. But anyway, no, it's not lonely because everyone, atheists, pagans, Wiccans, hippies, yuppies, I mean, you just name it. Dogs, cats.
Is being a yuppie a religion now?
I lived through the 80s. Being a yuppie was a religion. Greed is good. But...
All right, gecko.
It's one of those things where no, because I can talk to anybody. If you are stuck in the cult of Christianity, you're not allowed to.
No.
Because they tell you not to speak or talk to or interact with anyone who doesn't believe like you do.
Yeah, do not yoke yourself with unbelievers. Just, you know, yoke yourself with assholes, apparently.
Hey, I yoke myself with assholes. But they're the good kind.
Yeah.
They're the atheists.
Yes.
In any event, I guess enough of that. Story time went well, I think. I wanted them to get to know you a little better, and I think right. that they know a little bit more about
well,
you
that,
now.
Well, that's just one facet of me. I mean, like I said, yeah, I don't
you're,
like
you're pretty
to...
faceted. Let me tell you a little secret about Imp here. Imp is like a Rubik's Cube. Every time I think I have figured her out, she peels the stickers off.
I am not a Rubik's Cube. I'm more like the little peg game at Cracker Barrel. I'm not that complicated. So.
You're a woman. any woman who tells you they're not complicated is a liar.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I honestly believe that the female species are the reason we're going to survive on this planet.
Amen.
Men are stupid, but we do dumb shit. But I'm going to let her take over. She'll give you all the deets for the social medias. I can't promise that there'll be any kind of structural length to these. I know this one's probably went on for about a half an hour or so. Hey, you may get some that go on for 45 minutes to an hour. I may get going and not stop for an hour and a half. Nobody can ever tell. Because with me, it just depends on what mood I'm in.
You're kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book. Depends on which page you turn is where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Because that train got to come back around at some point.
Yeah, so let's just pull it into the station. And again, you can do the whole social media stuff. Facebook, Baron Blasphemy, X, Baron Blasphemy, Instagram, Under the Horns, website, underthehorns.castos.com. He mentioned visiting the Church of Satan website, churchofsatan.com. On a little heavier side, I might actually put some links on the social media to, like, maybe some domestic abuse stuff.
You should put a whole section of the social media up just for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We'll call it Bring Out the Imp.
Okay. Okay.
But no, you feel free to put some of that heavier stuff on there, yeah, if you want, because hey, I've got no problem.
Well, with... I just know that, you know, when I was at that point in my life, I didn't know a whole lot of resources, and some would have been helpful.
Yeah, go for it.
So I think, you know, if anybody needs that,
we'll
kind
put
of
a
thing.
Link up to the Church of Satan website. We'll
put up
a link to maybe where you can find the books, and she can put up some links about resources in case you find yourself in those situations.
Right. And, but, you know, that's a heavier topic for a lighter day. So, for now, we're just going to say
thanks. Bring out the imp.